they had the right idea, these two fellas. They wanted to be, you know, in the kingdom. They wanted to be working for the kingdom. They had no idea what that meant. And mom, Jewish mother, pushing her sons to be the big shots. And Jesus said, you don't understand. This is a different kind of kingdom. In this kingdom, it's the last and the least who's the greatest. So we could think, well then, you see, I'll go be last and least, and then I'll get a promotion. But that would deprive you of being the greatest. The greatest is the last and the least. We have one of our prefaces here, you know, says that, you know, that you care especially for the poor. So that progress, authority, efficacy in the church depends on seeking the last place. That's why we're so inefficacious. Most of us don't want to do that. The first reading today from the second letter to the Corinthians, starts in chapter 4, describes what happens when you really preach the gospel. There's this mystery. We hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. Now, when we see a really holy person, you sort of see that, you know. Everybody has great respect for Mother Teresa. They should. But is anybody any doubt where all that power, insight, drive, ingenuity, courage, ability to suffer came from? Came from Jesus. It came from Jesus. And that's why we're so comfortable with her. She's not trying to be a big shot. She's trying to be a little shot. And she's paying the price for it. So he goes on to say, we are afflicted in every way, and this is the paradox, but not constrained. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. And then he sums it up. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. Look at Padre Pio. Look at John Paul II, especially those last months of his life. The life of Jesus manifested in our body. That's so important. You see, it's got to be bodily if it's going to be fully human. And so the notion is, as he says now here, you see, we who live are constantly being overgiven up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh, in our eyes, in our smile, in our gestures, in our voice, in what we do and how we serve. That's how we preach the gospel. It's got to be in the body. And it's going to be in the body forever. Beatitude for us is not some spiritual little something. It's our whole being being transformed, enlivened, rejoiced by the very life of the Trinity. One of the most powerful witnesses of the early church was martyrdom, and it still is. We have more martyrs now than they had then. Manifesting the life of Jesus in our flesh. So, you see, it's a whole way of living that does that. It's knowing what to opt for so that the flesh is not getting satisfied on its own terms. It's getting satisfied on Jesus' terms. And that's what it says here, right? So that the life of Jesus, for the sake of Jesus, we're being given over to death. For the sake of Jesus. So that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Now, it takes great discernment to figure that out. What does that mean for us? What does that mean for you? See? We've got to think of how this works out for us. I was talking to somebody recently who was, he belongs to a community, and he's felt he was supposed to be a loner. I said, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas, a pretty smart fellow, and he says that affability is a part of justice. If I want to act in a just way toward my family, toward the people with whom I live, the people, then I have to be affable. Forget how I feel. I have to be affable. They have a right to it. It's not, you know, out of the abundance of my whatever I'm going to smile now. They have a right to it. And I deprive them of their right, I sin. I remember the first time I came across that, I thought, man, this is different. You know, affability is a part of justice. When I'm angry, when I'm judgmental, when I'm cutting people down, I am not being just. And when I don't treat them with affability, with love, concern, courtesy, I am not being just because they have a right to it. Well, they've done blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's fine. Hope they'll change if it's really serious. But doing that or not, they never lose their right to affability. It's a tiny little point, you know, carrying about in our body the dying of Jesus, but it's a real one. Moods are out. That's that. If we got that far, we'd already have made great progress. Even if in the community the law of justice were to prevail, that is, affability, not only outside but inside, you see what it would be like? You see what it would be like? And that's only beginning. St. Thomas More was a very affable fellow, cultured, smart, you know. But he had to be so affable that he forgave the man who cut off his head. It's a beautiful, beautiful text. I would really urge you to really ponder it. You see, always carrying about in the body in the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. That's one of the dimensions, key dimensions, of the apostolic life.